You will listen to a talk about the Day and Night Animal Hospital. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7. First, you have some time to look at the questions. Listen and answer questions 1 to 7.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bill Grace, and I am the manager at the Day and Night Animal Hospital. I am here to talk to you about the infirmary which was established 50 years ago. The plot was donated to a small organization that treated animals in need by a generous benefactress who wished to remain anonymous. The donation impressed many dignitaries and other eminent people of the city, which led to a systematic contribution. The town hall was gracious enough to fund the construction of the main building. Every year, around 10,000 animals are treated at this hospital. A lot of the animals are stray animals or abandoned pets like dogs and cats. And the problem is that, since a lot of the animals that end up here are badly injured, the cost of medication and bandages in a single day is astronomical, as the dressings need to be changed regularly. In the hospital, we have a cardiac center, a blood bank, a birth control center, a surgical theater for each ward and an X-ray unit too. Since the sizes of the animals vary greatly, we cannot operate on a cow on the same table which is used for a small animal surgery, such as a cat. As we need different facilities for different animals, the treatment becomes expensive. Since we don't have a government grant, running the hospital is challenging, which makes the animals go without much needed treatment sometimes. In spite of the donations from several benefactors, the funding is insufficient. Another concern is that it isn't easy to find a home for the animals once they are treated. So, they end up spending the rest of their lives in the hospital unless someone is kind enough to adopt them. I will request 3 things from you today. The first is the adoption of abandoned pets. Take a walk through our adoption center and give a home to the animal you like. We will also be holding an adoption rally at the Somerset Fairground towards the end of this month. The event will be published next week. Bring your family and friends along so that more animals find a loving home. The second request is for volunteer activities. Although we have a staff of over 100 workers at the hospital, there is a lot to do in a day. The animals need a lot of love and care for quick healing along with the treatment. For those who can spare a few hours in a week, kindly enroll as volunteers. If you are interested, please fill up the forms on the table to the left of the entrance before you leave. The last request is a donation. You may feel donations are something that only large organizations with unlimited funds should tackle. No doubt a great contribution from a company is a great help. However, every little bit of help from individuals is equally important. So there is a donation box near the door. You can drop the sum you desire to contribute to animal welfare. If there are any questions, please feel free to contact me in my office, anytime between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thank you for your time.